Blog Talk Radio.
So
too grown to be playing games. I want you to call out my name. I'll look you dead in your eyes as I gently kiss between your thighs. Girl, don't you run from me. I won't stop until I know, stop until I know that you came from me. You can start up on the floor, be it to the solo. And I won't stop until you scream you had enough. Now that I got you right just where I want you, I won't waste your time, I'ma do what I'm supposed to do. Oh, I'll have you screaming out.
Loving you to you exude is such a sweet surrender. Life short, so please remember. Just catch good vibes. Little sway of the breeze. Let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away. Let it take you away. Catch good vibes. Little sway of the breeze. Let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away. Let it take you away. Catch good vibes.
Cause I really want you. I do, baby. Tonight I don't wanna talk. I just wanna touch you. Cause I can't get enough of you. I'm about to go in, baby. Trust I will demonstrate. Put all your cares aside and just choose where you wanna ride. Down here on my face, you gon' get them bones anyway. Down there with no air. And I'll hold your hair for you, baby, while you're going off on me. When I hit it from the back, I'll stir up the water. It's in you, girl, that water. Got me stroking like a pool.
And set the world on fire for you. If you want me to, I will cross the ocean floor to prove my love for you. If you tell me so, is the space you need attention from me, I would give it to you. If you want me to, just say the word, I'll go to war, I'll kill for you.
Whatever you want from me, whatever you need from me,
it's already yours, girl, you got it.
Whatever you want from me,
whatever you need,
whatever you need from me,
you don't even have to ask. If you want me to, I'll keep your secrets, hold your fears, protect your heart for you. If you want me to, I'll take my time and learn your body, every part of you. If you tell me so, I'll touch your soul, cause this is spiritual. I wanna be close to you. If you want me to, just say the word, I'll go to war, I'll kill for you.
whatever you want from me, whatever you need from me.
It's already yours, girl, you got it. Hey, baby,
whatever you want from me,
whatever you need,
whatever you need from me.
You don't even have to ask.
Yeah. talking cash shit. Been ballin' all my life, Lamborghini, fast whips. She down to ride and deserves a boss who down to provide. We run the streets but on G5s, I'm talking fly. Boots and blue jeans, Cartier, newer rings. You with a big boy, so we do the big things. Had the valet parking, Chanel hoodie on. Looking like Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman on wanted. She on my wanted poster, so rocking my mimosa. I'm ballin' like LeBron, we shopping in Milan. The 458 Ferrari, I park it on the lawn. I let her meet my tongue, she blew up like a bomb. The sex is so explosive, her stuff is supersonic. She my new addiction, I swear I'm through with chronic. Rosé and Usher Raymond, girl, we the hottest. Rocking the most ice, I say we the hottest.
You've been saying all night long that you could
good evening, good evening, good evening. How y'all doing tonight? This is Poetic Therapy, and I'm your host, La Perla Negra. And this is a place where you can relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation with me or some open mic poetry. It's your choice. I think I got my diva here to hang with me tonight. And I'm going to open up her microphone right now. Hey, Diva. How you doing tonight,
hey. Diva? I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm glad to have you with me.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio, for real entertainment network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average? And you can be raw. You got your raw links on, Diva. I got mine.
Absolutely. All the time.
I know that's right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And don't forget to press that one and participate. I love you, too. Now, Diva, you know what?
Yes.
You know, I had surgery yesterday, and I'm still a little...
Yes.
I don't know. Medicine just seems to stay in my system. I don't know what it is. But I'm still a little flighty. It's messing with my stomach a little bit.
Oh, wow.
It's all good. Yeah, it's just a tiny bit. Yeah. But how was your day today?
That was a nice, beautiful down here. Sorry, but it was very beautiful down here.
It was a very beautiful down there. What was it that was beautiful down there? Huh?
It really was. It really was a beautiful day.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You know how I am with wordplay, right?
Yes.
It's
but,
all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Lovely day today.
Relaxing. I got a little bit of crocheting done. Not too much because I kept drifting,
going in and out,
not so much dozing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, girl, now you had this done yesterday morning. What's going on?
Oh,
okay, what's
tomorrow.
Going on?
You'll be good tomorrow. Yeah, you'll be good tomorrow.
Yeah, and then they sent me home more. You know, the drugs that they give you for the pain relief. I am really, really afraid of them. I don't care for taking them because they just make me feel loopy, and I like to be aware.
Right.
You know, I'm already loopy naturally. But it's all good. It's all good, you know. Other than that, let's get some poetry going here. What did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something. You never not come through with something.
I did. I just finished, like right after that song ended. I was right on time. So
okay,
this piece is untitled.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And the mic is yours.
Thank you. Maybe the universe didn't hear me because I'm still lonely, family only. Maybe I can call a few friends. My circle remains small because there are those who want to be with me or see me as a means to an end. Trust issues? Sure. But I let my record show that I'm worthy of love. I'm blessed. And I endure. Wondering how does love really show through the pain of being without the intimacy, physical, emotional needs, the fact that some aren't honest to begin with, and some who straight shoot the fact they can't give me what I want but want to sex me up whenever they want to, thinking I want them. That's not altogether true. No one seems to want to learn someone before the physical. I don't do casual shit. Because something will happen, like a situationship or some other bullshit. Surprisingly, some know me, but they don't know the deepest parts of me. Yet, no one is here. Maybe the universe didn't hear me, because I'm still lonely. I think perhaps one day love will come my way, and when it does, it will be all I want it to be, the way it should be. And I'm so happy for those in love. It fills my heart to see it. It gives me hope that I will someday experience the same. Until then, my heart remains mine with my last name. And that's that piece.
You said, I don't do casual shit. I like that. And wait, the very last line.
Mm-hmm.
Did it for me. I so understand that. That piece was beautiful. I love it. You know, you are so direct and so purposeful in your words. I can almost see you standing with your hand on your hip telling this person.
Oh,
you know, these words at this person, whoever they may be, I just see you standing there. I never have a face, but there's always a male figure there. Standing there, like, this is what it is.
Right.
Okay. Now listen up and listen good. Okay. Always, girl. I love that. I really, really love that piece. You know.
Oh, thank you.
I started working on something, like, I've been up since like 1 a.m. because the medicine I took knocked my ass out between 6 and 7 p.m. last night. And I never go to sleep that early, ever. And I've never been one to sleep for an extremely long time, either.
Mm-hmm. You need it.
I don't know why I can't stay asleep. It knocked me out, and when I woke up, I'm like, what time is it? After I came back from the bathroom at 3 o'clock, I was like, you got to be kidding me. Really?
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't stay asleep for the rest of the night, Danielle? Seriously? So, I grabbed my tablet and I just started, just writing something on it, you know, typing.
I know it's delicious.
Jot down,
like
whatever
said.
You call it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is new, so I'm going to see how it sounds. I haven't even read it back to myself yet. Lord have mercy.
Oh,
y'all be patient with me because I don't even know
right,
how my
Dina.
Flow is going to go with this.
I know. Look, that was my first time reading mine too, so I understand. But whenever you're
well,
ready,
you did
your
a beautiful job. Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you. You're welcome. This is called A Beautiful Distraction. Precious, faraway eyes. There's nothing I wanted more of than for us to fall into each other together, but I had to let you go because I understood why you couldn't let me in. I just wish I could have seen behind your hidden heart before I did. My curiosity is put away about how your kiss might taste and did you really understand the way that I am, or just how your arms would feel wrapped around me at the end of the day? But how does one ever really explain the pain away when it isn't understood why it was caused in the first place? I never could. The world, everything is communication simplified and pleasant. But this realm thrives on the negative. So I understand why you couldn't let me in. And it is said that brown is the color that holds the most secrets. And though time questions nothing, it will challenge you. So I take a different view and try to solve the puzzles in my own sweet time. You can't even imagine what's behind my eyes. I'll continue to listen and learn as each day unfolds, because I too am tasked the healing and restoration of a heart shattered by free love, a freed love. What a beautiful distraction you were. And that's their peace.
Ooh. Ooh. Come on now. Come on now. Hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
You'll continue to listen and learn as each day unfolds, because you too are going through healing or restoration of something of a short, of a heart shattered by a freed love. What?
Yes. Yep.
Come on, Diva.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come on now.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
And it's funny, everybody has to heal. That's true. Well, you start anew.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? You never really finish healing completely. You're always working on some part of you somewhere. If it's not through, you know, working on the heartbreak part, it's something within yourself that you just aren't completely accepting of. You look in the mirror and you say you can accept this, you can accept that, this is that. And for the most part, we do accept us. But there are still certain changes that we would like to make. And it's, I don't care who you are. Everybody wants to make some kind of change about themselves, you know. And until we do, we're just going to have to continue to work on ourselves. And some people choose not to work on themselves at all, and they just, you know, it is what it is. But, that's pretty much it, you know. Whew, the shoulder. But I loved your piece as well, and I appreciate you listening to
Thank
it.
You.
You know, I get so nervous when I don't read my pieces to myself. And I just write, you know. I glance over it, but when I'm done, I usually send it to one of you guys to look at it first, and then I'll read it back to myself. But, excuse me, I didn't do that. I'm just, you know. I got some more to add to it, though. But thank you, thank you,
of
thank
course.
You.
Of course, you always tinker. You always switch it and tweak it and all that.
Well, I'm going to, what I'm going to do, because we got some callers in here, I'm going to open up this microphone. We got our diva, you know, we got one of the newest members to Epiphany Family.
All right, yes.
Edwina Simmons, hey diva, how you doing tonight? Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Edwina, are you there? Are you muted, love?
I was. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you were.
How are you
How
guys
doing?
Good evening to you.
We're good. We're good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
I'm doing all right.
Cool.
I love the pieces that you guys read. You did tell me you were going to write that one. That was really beautiful. I like the start of it. You said
thank
you were going
you.
To finish it, and I really loved it. I love it so far.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What's up with you? How was your day?
was pretty good. My granddaughter had a birthday party today, so it's been an interesting day, you know, post-pandemic. Thank you. She just turned one.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Ooh, she's busy. Okay.
She rolling her eyes. That was her birthday gift to the whole party. She rolled her eyes at everybody.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to post up some pictures on Facebook in a little while. She's so cute. I had a nice time.
Yes, you have to. If you could get a snapshot of that eye roll, that would just like pop off. That would be so crazy.
No, but yeah. The funny part was she eye rolled herself right to sleep. That was the...
That's what it was. She was telling y'all, you know what, I'm tired now. Okay, thanks for the cake. Thanks for the party. All right, it's time for me to wind
exactly.
down. So I will... See y'all later. That's so adorable. They are. They're messed when they're that little. Because they have their attitude is bigger than they are. They ain't but two cents worth of anything.
Big personalities and little tiny bodies, especially these pandemic babies. I'm sorry, but that's a different breed of child, if you tell me.
They are different. Because, you know, I got a new one, and he is. I forgot where to call him Major Tude, honey, because he's a good baby, but he got attitude when it comes down to that booby juice. If she ain't moving fast enough, he's wrecked. I'm like, ooh, did he holler at you? They are something. Yes, yes, yes. But I love it. I love it just the same. You know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I'm telling you now. It's a beautiful
absolutely.
Thing.
It sure is. It really is.
Now, is there anything you'd like to talk about besides the beautiful grandbaby turning one before we get into your poetry?
Anything I'd like to talk about? Not really. I'm so spent from today. I just wanted to call in and hear you ladies' beautiful voice and just, you know, do a little bit of support. But I'm spent. I'm sorry.
Thank you, girl.
Don't bore me out.
Stop the fuck.
No.
Right there, good.
No.
Oh, well, then what did you bring? What did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you did bring something for us.
Yeah, I have a piece that I'm working on. I don't know if you're going to – I know y'all love a good last line, but I don't know if I found the last line for this one, but it doesn't have a title, but I love to hear it.
Guess what? Poetry is timeless, and it is fluid, okay? So you add to it, take away from it, do what you want to do with it, but make it do what it do, baby, and the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. All right. I tried to see myself through your eyes today. The grace with which your gaze sees through the blue haze, the way your eyes graze my frame, the way you penetrate my brain. I try to see myself that way, flagrantly delicate, an elaborate bouquet of easy Sundays. You make me see myself from a place that I thought time had erased. It's like you found the seam between the reality and the dream and ripped them, creating a sharp juxtaposition between the accepted and the envisioned. I want to fit into that image, to scrub the red stains to a soft pink, to get warm and juicy with possibilities. She's beautiful, isn't she? I bet she's warm like a pretty poem. Or a snuff of brandy, sweet as candy, an ambient stamp of chance. I bet she tastes like romance and slow dances in the rain. I bet she feels like Coltrane. Wow. She sounds perfectly deserving of pride of place. But me, I represent the blue states where I exist in a persistent wisp, persistent as a wisp of smoke. I made a home amongst the low notes. I make war paint out of the blood stains. I couldn't fit into the shoes of the woman you were talking to, but I bet she's beautiful. You said to me, why do you hide your beauty? I smiled because I truly didn't know how to respond. I'm not playing hard to get. I'm just adept at being hard to want with no point of reference better than the one I've accepted. But the woman you see, she's beautiful, isn't she? She sounds like poetry, a complex kaleidoscope, a mosaic made of broken, a bouquet of soft-spoken and cloaked in barbed wire with a devotion that sets the soul on fire. I want to be so delicate and beautiful, but I'll be damned if I play the role of damsel. I am not a poem of perfect stanzas, dancing to your tickle place. I refuse to be a meter wide open, pandering to the pride of a clever fox, licking his teeth to a reflective queen. I am not a flower of flow, nectar exposed on display. I am not waiting for your consumption or approval. Forgive me if my poem isn't beautiful, with forms like fault lines cascading down through the mind. Blood don't course through my veins without reminding me of the awesome power of my poetry. I can't be a pretty poem. I'm a woman with a mouth open, a stark juxtaposition to your misgivings, a corset forged in some traditions. I'm an extension of my mother's hem, sewn to a close like the cries from her lips over tatted seams. I am not the poem of your dreams, hyperbolically massaging you into comfort. I can't possibly be poetry, but she's beautiful, isn't she? The subject of your lust, trussed up and betrothed in a prison called love, a rose you covet as her stems you cut. I try to see myself through your eyes today, but I vow to never make that same mistake. And that's that piece.
Yo, she said, I will not be the damsel. For those
wow.
of you that don't get it, the damsel in distress that needs to be rescued. I feel you on that one. I love that. Yes, you killed
it
too. Yes, yes. You have this way of fitting your pieces. That's like you kind of remind me of the force behind the same force, kind of like Madiba here, VIP.
Mm.
You're very, very direct. You do it on, I mean,
yes, she is.
You make sure you push it, like, sit up and pay attention to what I'm saying to you. You're going to hear, I got to tell you.
Exactly.
Listen to me. I like that.
Right.
I will not play damsel. Okay. You see it. I'm not no
Hold
princess
up.
In a calf or waiting to be rescued. Okay.
Right. Hey now,
yeah.
And I am an extension of my mother's hem. What?
All
okay.
Yes.
Yes. Her mom must be awesome sauce for her to be an extension
oh, yeah.
of her mama.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That piece.
You know
dope.
What? A lot of us. It is dope. A lot of women. Try to get that point across that we don't need to be rescued, okay?
Right,
we like a
right,
partnership,
right.
but I don't need you to come be no knight in shining armor coming to rescue me because I'm not in trouble, okay?
Exactly.
Ain't no dragon
right.
to slay, okay?
Exactly.
I play the whole thing. But you can come and join in the, you know, whatever's going on with me, you know,
right.
partner up with
Take me,
me
exactly as
me.
I am with all of the rust. All of the rough sides and everything. I can't be the delicate, perfect idea of what a woman should be. But if you're looking for me, I'm right here. You know what I mean? As
yeah,
basically
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what's
exactly.
up.
Beautiful piece.
So
beautiful
piece.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you.
Thank you so much for that. What
thank
I'm going to do. But
before,
wait a minute. Before I let you escape over there to the therapist's office, because, see, I have to explain something to you.
Mm-hmm.
My male, I have a female therapist over there and I have a male therapist over there. And he's just a little bit smitten with my co-host tonight. I don't know what you're doing, you know.
But I can share.
Oh, he's typing
you know
in Morse
I mean.
Code with the red
you know
button
I mean.
Right now talking about no. No, no.
What,
Roberto?
Oh
you still call me
right.
His name is Roberto. Okay.
She'll be on Uber.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
She done did something to him like Poetic did to my mixologist, Kalinda. I don't know what staff that y'all done did to him. Her and Poetic, I don't know whether it's the poetry, the voices, the conversation, whatever it is.
I'm totally
they
innocent.
They got him going crazy. Okay. Yeah, okay, innocent.
I'm totally innocent.
Innocence don't drive you crazy. Like y'all have. Got my staff just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over there. But let everybody know what you got going on in the poetry world, in the Epiphany universe.
Okay, of course. So our second show is going to be on the 14th. And that is, I'm so sorry, I'm so stuffed up all of a sudden. But that's King and Queen Corner. King and Queen's Quarters on March 14th on the Epiphany Radio. That's going to be at 9 p.m. And then also we have the Poetry Corner. We're going to have a show coming up on Tuesday as well. Sorry. That's so fun. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Girl, so much crap in the air, I understand.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry. It's like, it gets like that. One minute you be fine, and the next minute it's like every free radical that's trapping your skin, the claws up your nose,
right,
attacking your eyeballs,
right,
and everything.
Right.
All this mess in your throat. So I understand. I've been there. It's all right. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming through.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I might have another round. So maybe you might want to grab another piece if you got time. You can stick around for the rest of the show. I'll bring you back in a little bit later.
Okay.
Awesome.
We'll
awesome.
Let me
know. All right.
All right.
Go on over there to your therapist's office and have your glass of wine and put your feet up and give them some conversation. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Man,
I just can't
believe
it. She is dope. Oh my goodness. What in the world?
Now look.
You know, what's up? I was gonna say she's gonna have to be one of the sexy divas of Epiphany.
We might have to bring her in, you know, and give her an initiation.
That Q&A.
Honey, she got it. I'm trying to tell you. Definitely
yes.
Got it. Before I go any further, let's see, I'm trying to find a station ID here, find a snippet somewhere. But before I do go anywhere, any further with the show, I got to give a big shout out to the CEO of Epiphany, a great friend of mine, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Because without him, there would be no us. So thank you, darling. And speaking of the CEO of Epiphany, he is actually our next caller. Let me let him in here.
Ooh.
Hey, For Real, welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing?
Oh, Lord.
Can you tell me what you see?
Good, darling.
I'm super blessed in my situation.
come in here serenading us like that, all beautiful and whatnot.
I wish
that
I'd have knew
really
all the things
nice.
On key.
No, it's all good. It's all good. You didn't miss nothing. You were
it's
right on cue with that. I love it. Man. That was beautiful.
Well,
thank
you
for that. What an intro.
You're dealing with the night.
I felt special.
Is that my darling, my sweet baby Rose?
Hey, yeah, I have my diva up in here.
Hey, darling.
Yes.
Hey, darling. Mm-hmm,
now, see,
yeah.
I ain't heard that in a long time.
I had to bring it back. I had to bring it back. Hey, darling. Hey, darling.
Mm-hmm. Hey, for real. Oh, how you doing?
Hey, darling.
Oh,
I'm
Lord.
Doing all right tonight. I'm all right, you know. This is pre-plantation. Before I get off to the plantation, you know, get some poetic vibrations attached to my situation.
Ooh.
You know, I'm just chilling. I can't tell you which way is up or down. I'm just flowing with the rhythm.
That's what
you do now. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. You take the path of least resistance. Sometimes you just got to go with the flow and let it do what it do.
I am so serious. Y'all don't even know. That means so much right now to me. I can't take no friction. I just want to flow, you know. I just want to flow. That's all. I'm trying to make life for me like that. You know, so much going on and so much friction. Let's use that word, friction, going on in the world today. Overseas, all that unnecessary friction called a war. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. I know.
This violence in Philadelphia, all this, these shootings, these deaths, all this unnecessary friction, man. I just want to flow, you know?
You know what? That sounds like a beginning of a piece. Unnecessary friction.
I thought that as it came up my mouth, you know. I think we should write something on that. Just let it flow. And when it's written, I just want it to flow. I don't want to think about the words. I want it to just come. Just come to me and flow through me, you know. Seriously.
Absolutely.
Life is shitty. Life is silly, y'all. We need some time to just let go and flow. Everybody needs to just let go and flow all at the same time. You know, get some other type of therapy. You know, just be washed over through the inside and out. You know what I mean? Seriously.
Absolutely.
Just wash over. Yeah. Cleanse us, you know. We need a cleaning, cleansing. Yeah, so it's good to hear y'all voices. Like I said, I'm just chilling. I'm going to be heading off to the plantation in a little bit. But right for now, since I do have time, all I want is some peace and some little lighthearted laughter, you know, hear your ladies' voices and just be at peace for the moment, you know,
absolutely.
And accept that peace.
Absolutely.
You know,
well, I hope
we
can bring that
minute.
To you. Yeah.
Ooh,
I hope we can bring that to you. I hope we can bring that to you.
Y'all going to bring it to
Either
me?
Either one of us. Yeah.
Put it on me. Put it on me. Put it on me. I'll wear it like a sweater.
Don't make me bust my
wear it like
Lord.
A sweater. When you use the word bust, I thought of one thing when you said bust. I haven't said it in a long time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it. I'm holding off from saying it, though, but it's been a long time. No, let's go. Let's keep talking about other things.
How was your day today?
My day has been lethargic. I'm using a lot of big words tonight.
Really?
You know, I just have to get it out of my system. Yes, it's one of those days that lethargic. It's been lethargic. And I say that to say, like, it's been one of those days that has just been, you don't quite remember what you've done. It just, you know, you went through it, walking through it in a haze.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's been a good day. It hasn't been a good, well, good nor bad, nothing. It just has been a good day, really. Just been chilling. I've been resting personally. And I don't get too much
That's
of
good.
That. Been doing some resting, trying not to do anything around the house because I have a lot to do. You know, set up my setting back up raw links and putting everything in place and things like that, and trying not to let that overwhelm me.
Right.
You
yeah,
know.
I meant to ask you how's that today. Coming along with the unpacking and everything.
Oh God. Well, I'm near the end of it all. Y'all don't understand.
Yeah,
this moving stuff it really sucks. But like I said,
I understand. Trust and believe.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where, you know, things are coming together. There's less boxes in the front room and stuff like that. Like I said, I just set up my little office space that I have for Raw Links. Set that up so that alleviated some of the boxes being downstairs and stuff like that. I'd really like to just wave a magic wand and get it over with, but.
Right.
This is life.
Yeah.
But it's doing well, though. I would say at least another week, and this house should be a home. Okay.
Wonderful. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. Every day, all day long.
That's right. Yeah. But just to, if I can say this, though, but My bed is set up real good. That's for sure.
Okay.
Good day.
All right.
I wanted Miss VIP to know that and understand. Yes, I have Jersey sheets on there, Miss VIP. And
Jersey sheets. Okay.
I just ordered some satin sheets and a comforter.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go ahead now.
Mm, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, slide all over
a comfort
the damn place, floor.
Comfort.
That's what they slide on the bed.
Sliding, body surfing.
Them satin sheets. I was gifted some silk ones and some satin ones for a wedding gift years ago.
Oh, my.
And it took me, I didn't open them until actually a few years ago.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I don't know who decided to make them, but they ain't for sleeping on because I think I've fought to stay on the bed. I wound up at the bottom of the bed, almost sliding on the side of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I was fighting with a pillow to stay. And I'm not a wild sleeper. Yeah, I need an anchor.
Whoever decided I can see
to play with
you have short legs as well. Very short legs, so I can see you fighting for your life to stay up on top of the bed.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah,
it was the worst.
Struggle.
I'm trying to tell you, honey, it's better actually what I did find out is better to sleep totally naked when you're sleeping on them.
Oh,
that way you get a little bit
of friction.
Because if you put,
yeah. Traction?
Yeah, you just get a little bit of traction, just a tiny bit.
Yes.
With your
that's
skin
the whole
on
purpose.
Them.
This is what I'm talking about.
Okay,
that's
well,
why I said
I was
you have to wear the proper attire. You have to have on the proper
myself,
attire
so.
Resting upon satin sheets, which is
okay.
Nothing. The proper attire is your birthday suit.
Oh,
well,
mm-hmm.
I understand that now, because I I'm not going to get into what I normally sleep in, but
only thing you just have to
helping.
Make sure there's nothing that will leave skid marks.
Oh my word! Oh my goodness! I cannot.
Yeah, that puts the brakes on the whole sliding situation.
You are so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Lord have mercy. All right, I definitely will keep that in mind. No skid marks.
Yeah. No skid marks on the satin sheets.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Okay. That will work for me. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Right there.
That was therapeutic. It was therapeutic. The whole conversation was therapeutic. I feel so much better that we spoke about those things.
Well, I'm glad you feel better. That's what I'm here for. That is why we got poetic therapy. Well, I'm glad you got your therapy for you.
Yeah.
My goodness. Oh, you know, I forget that you work the graveyard shift, and I was hoping that I would see you come marching through there yesterday when I was in there, but I said, you know, ooh, and I totally forgot that she moved, and I was like, he's not even that close anymore. Snap out of
that. If you would have spent the night, I would have surely been there to check you out in the hospital gown.
Child, let me tell you something. You know, they have different size hospital gowns. I know they do
because I've been
in the hospital a couple of times. But the one they gave me yesterday.
They didn't give you the big one?
I had to go to the bathroom. No, they didn't, and they only gave me one.
Right? Oh, my.
And I had to go to the bathroom as soon as I took off everything and put the damn gown on. I tied the little things on the side and everything and up the top, and I said, I got to go see. And I was like, I had to walk out of the room and through that back part where all the nurses' stations and stuff is in the doctor's, and I'm trying to hold the gown together in the back. And I got one booty seat trying to fly out. I'm like, this ain't even fair. This ain't right. So I did a little scuttle.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And I got that give here. It was cool, though. It was cool. They treated me very, very well, though. My anesthesiologist was really comical. And before I knew it, I was out. Told me, he said, don't fall off of this table, okay? And I was out like a light. I don't even think I answered him. But it was a good experience. It wasn't a bad experience, and I'm grateful for
I'm
it because I'm
that.
Definitely afraid of being put to sleep. But they made it all right. So I'm good.
Sure, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
I'd like to ask you, Kirill, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because you usually bring us something that tickles the eardrums and makes us feel a certain kind of way.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
That phrase seems to be floating around kind of loosely these days. What's going on with y'all?
It's an infection going around called I ain't shit. You know, is a bunch of words that I put down on paper. This what I have is it was somebody's prompt. It might have been from the cafe. It might have been from the love zone. It's somebody's prompt. And I'm going to try to do it. I don't know the flow of it. But I'm going to try to just do that and see if I can get through that. Oh,
right.
I want to shout out to Trina, by the way, too. Big shout out to my girl, Trina. Baby, baby. Y'all know who Trina is, right? Y'all know who Trina is?
No.
Trina, you don't know who Trina is. You don't know Trina? Danielle, you don't know Trina.
Which Trina? I know quite a few Trina.
Edwina.
Edwina.
I said Trina. Okay.
Remember when she used to call in like to mess her name up?
I used to mess her name up out of love
and call her Trina.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
stay on track. She knows who she is. Hey, Trina.
Okay. She came in here and did a wonderful, wonderful piece. Let y'all know.
I heard her.
She don't need to be
wonderfully. She spits so wonderfully and matter-of-factly, like, she gives it to you when she gives it.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm. I am too. I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This piece, from what I see, is titled Never Had It. Okay? So I'm going to see how I'm going to do this. Let's go. Never had it. So I've fallen through the tracks, the cracks of a broken heart. Help me mend it, love. Flow through these heart endings, clotted arteries blocked, preventing me. Loneliness kissing me, touching me. It holds me tenderly. Its cold lips blowing out every candlelit. So here I sit, draped in complete darkness, shearing sips of sadness along again and shit, drowning my sorrows in a pool shallow. Love is fictitious, writing from a quill attached to veins, muted expressions, finished illustrations of yesterday's pain. Love, never had it, never will, I feel. The winds of dismay forever blow. Peace refuses to be stilled for the brokenhearted. For the brokenhearted, for real. For this, there's not a bandage. You see, I never had it. But the question is, how could you miss it, this intangible thing, if you never had it for real? How could you miss something that you've never had if you never had it? Yearned for it. Yearned for, longed for real bad. Yeah, I wish I could just reach up and grab it. Snag it. Snatch it and bag it. Closed eyes after twilight. Dream about it. Dream about having it. Touching and caressing it. Holding and loving it. Shit, life. Just allow me to feel it. That which escapes us in reality eludes me, slips by, drifts right by me, denies me, walks right by me when it sees me crying, slowly churning, rivers of tears flowing, sobs of why me? Sterile, sullen walls bounce back, dried echoes of hurt. You're not ready. You're not ready. You're not ready. You're still healing. Missing something that wasn't real, that wasn't love, not the real thing. Shit got you all up in your feelings. You feel me? That real good thing is kin to gravity. It'll lift you up. Lightheaded constantly, floating, free-falling, drifting, not just one but two hearts pounding, not just sex but truly connected in love and love-making, love. How can you miss something that you've never had? For real.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, I'm on the edge of my seat. It's like, yeah, how can you miss it if you never had it? Tell me what to do or keep going.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I do that remember that prompt. I think it might have been from the Love Zone, Diva, and I think that might have been your prompt that you gave.
I don't know.
Wow. That was a dope piece, though.
Oh, my goodness.
It was. For real, you do have a way of putting us on the edge of our seats with your pieces because you have your beginning, then you have a slight elevation, and then you go on an even plane, and then you elevate more, and then you get to a crescendo, and then it's like,
yeah.
Oh, what's he going to say next? How's he going to
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's dope. It's really, really dope because you have a way of going into character for us when you read. You are definitely a performer, an entertainer, and your poetry is dope. And I thank you for that. I really, really do. Man.
Thank you. But what if you wrote that piece for me?
Did he? Well, that was a phenomenal job. I'm use his word, phenomenal job. Phenomenal piece for wedding. Really.
Yeah, shout out to the station messenger of Epiphany Radio.
Messenger?
Yes.
Messenger? Okay.
Messenger. Mm-hmm.
Massinger.
Oh,
okay.
Lord. Oh,
those
stop.
That work for him understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I ain't employed by him, so I don't know. But
I remember that. I'm mad at you because I remember that.
Yeah, don't ask me. Okay. Don't ask what it means. I'll tell you later in your inbox.
No.
I'll inbox you. Let me ask you a question. Who changed the chat room to a pronoun?
I'm trying what? To tell you, when I seen that color change, I'm nosy, so I always click on the notification thing underneath of it, and it said that
mm-hmm.
you changed color.
No,
unless
my account is hacked, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
I don't know.
I like brown. I like earth tones. Pink and yellow and Easter colors. No, not me.
I like it. I think it's a nice change. I think
it's
cool.
Beautiful, but it's gay. It's pretty gay.
Oh, well.
Gayish, I would say. Gayish. It has gayish flavor.
Gayish. Gay is
there's something
okay.
wrong with being gay if that's your thing. I'm just saying it's too happy for me. Too happy. Too,
oh,
nobody feels that way
okay.
in the chat room. It's too pretty. All that kind of stuff. You know, it's not that. That's not how I live.
I
don't live
that
happy life.
Oh,
yes,
so
you
pretty.
Do. You giggle. You laugh
I
all the
feel
time.
Pretty
I bet when the doctor stuck you with the first
gay.
Needle, you was giggling. All that
oh,
giggling.
Man.
And
they
stuff.
Were like, I fall out laughing. They were like, well, we got a live one here.
We talk about patients like you behind the nursing station, believe it or not.
That's all right.
We talk about you. Plus, you have large
y'all
breasts.
Talk about
patients, yeah, the one with the large breasts. Yeah, I'll be back there. You know, that's how I talk. I get them all riled up. You're the one with the large breasts. All she does is giggle all the time. She wants ice water. Now her goddamn light is on. What she want?
Oh,
Lord.
I'm not one of them ones that
yes,
call
for
the nurse.
Mm-hmm. Can I help you? Mm-hmm.
You're so perfect.
This motherfucker wants some ice. Yeah, that's how we do. That's how we do. I'm just telling you the behind scenes at the hospital. This motherfucker called me for some ice. Don't you see him sitting the fuck down doing
hospital.
Something?
I know how it go.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, who you talking about? The one with the big breast. The giggling motherfucker. Yeah, the giggling motherfucker. All the time, every time I go in there.
I know what goes on behind them nursing stations. I used to work in the hospital, and you know, I used to be part of that crowd talking shit about the patients,
mm-hmm.
but it's all good. No harm, no foul.
Yeah, it's all in fun.
Yes.
It makes the night. Okay.
It makes absolutely, absolutely. I was just getting ready to say
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
It's all good, though.
Oh. Okay, y'all, you know, it's been enough. It's time for me to leave up out of here and get over to the plantation.
Well, you have a nice night, okay?
When you make that awesome
piece. Well, thank you, love. Much love to you. I'm in and out of old age. She's out of here.
I got the cold. Oh, my.
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I might be. I think I'm immune to it. I think I'm immune to it.
You're by now.
I'm trying to tell you. All right, so look, let me get up out of here. Y'all is holding
all
me
right.
on hostage, and I love you guys. And you take it easy, Miss Pearly and Miss VIP. Y'all know what time it is, baby, baby. It's time to take
baby, your baby.
Love
you too.
Right,
baby, baby.
Love you too, baby.
One love, one mic. Have a good
one
love,
one mic.
Wow, Diva, that was you know I love to listen to and perform, man, and he's always, like I know I say it a lot, but I'm going to continue to say it as long as I'm here. He's always been an entertainer. Always.
Yes, all the time.
Mm-hmm. So poet.
True.
Let me do
so
this, though. Let me do this real quick before we go any further.
Baby.
Welcome back, everybody, to Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined tonight by my sexy diva. She's hanging with me riding shotgun tonight, Miss VIP, and I'm so appreciative of it. I really, really am. Yes, yes. You're coming through with this wonderful poetry, man. It's dope. I don't care who gets on the mic, man. It's always something dope I'm hearing. And I'm loving it. Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Absolutely.
Do you have yes. another piece for us to listen to?
I do. I do believe I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, whenever you're ready.
Thank you. He told me I feel like home in each other's arms. That's how it's supposed to feel. Seems your past won't leave you alone. Everyone wants a piece of you still, and people still want to play. My foundation was never established, but we're friends. I feel more. I find myself wishing you can stay every time you walk out the door. I want to believe everything you tell me, but the obstacle in my head is fear, and it stops me from saying to you what I want to, knowing how open you are. You may say what I don't want to hear. You already know what I want. You told me at one point that you'd like to give me what could be. However, you can't at this time. But if I'm your piece, you be mine. I'm just learning after all these years to really love myself. I had to wipe my own tears. There was no one else. Now I'm stronger, hopefully smarter. We both have had better, but now my feelings for you will stay in the harbor, in the recesses of my brain. It would be so easy to fall in love, but until you say it, show it, and prove it, I'll not make that mistake again. And that's that piece.
Wow. Okay, show it, prove it, I'll not make that mistake again. Do you really think that loving someone and things not working out, realizing that you two are kind of like strangers, do you really think that it's a mistake? Do you really consider that to be a mistake?
It's hard to say because I was thinking about that. Because when you like somebody, you want it all. And then when it doesn't happen or if that person doesn't feel the same, where does that leave you? So,
you might use
kind of hard to jump on that train.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I might pose that question. I don't know. Or maybe rephrase it. But
it's a good one.
What I've learned over the years is what didn't work out wasn't so much a mistake. It was a lesson learned. I learned what I didn't want to deal with, and I learned how I was going to deal with that situation should it arise again, or that personality type, that attitude. But I don't think it's a mistake because, you know, fear doesn't allow people to come into your life as a mistake. They're either, like they say, a lesson or a blessing. One or the other.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's agreed.
You know, so. Yeah. I don't use the term mistake. I used to use it. Wrong person. You know, just that was a complete and total mistake, this and that. But no, wasn't the wrong person. It was something that I needed to take away from that when it didn't work the way I thought it was going to. Because, you know, when we go into a relationship, we don't think about it failing. We don't think about it not working out. We don't think about, you know, still being lonely in the presence of that one that we hooked up with, that we got into the relationship with. You don't think about those things. when you're first getting together with somebody, you're thinking about all the lovey-dovey and all the hot sex and all the good conversation and how you come together and the touching and the communication, and that's what you think about. And then if you really, really fall deep into them, you start thinking about the future. You don't think about it, not working out or them breaking your heart or you hurting them or arguments arise, So, Lord, I done lost my train of thought. I must still be up. But you get what I'm saying.
I do. I really do. And it's just like, it's no longer, it's not a regret. It's just a lesson. And, love can come at the wrong time, the right time, an inconvenient time. Or it could be serendipity, and you're like, whoa. So you just wish it was with the right person. You think they're right. They do all nice things for you until you see their immature side or their dark side, and then you're like, wait a minute, back that up. Because maybe it's something you don't want. Mm-hmm.
Now you done made another question pop in my head.
Yeah.
Does love really, I'm gonna save that for the love zone. Save that for the love zone, because you're making me, I'm trying to jot down stuff at the same time that you're talking, because it's giving me picture pieces to writing a piece, and I also have a idea for a show topic. And girl, you're stimulating me tonight. Mm-hmm. You really are. It's a good thing. Yeah. But I got another piece that I'd like to read, and I know y'all heard this before, but I'm gonna read it again. Yeah, this is called "Love Set Adrift." When love is seen from two points of view, the certainty is lost, leaving one only to guess. Guess, what are we? When he no longer covered me with his love, I used to pray for the cover of rain to hide my tears. Because through the pain, it was the only thing that made me feel safe. And now that they're hidden, I just want them to stop falling. I used to walk down a happy road leading to sunshine because his words felt like home. But our alignment has gone askew. I used to carry a song in my heart, but when he spoke of her, the rhythm was all off. What started as little disagreements ended up as him only listening to reply with, if only you had done this or would have just said that. No talks at all. Until he no longer heard my cries for him, and I went silent. Now, I stay just one heartbreak's breakdown away from the question, how you doing? She must have been better than me, because he made a choice over me and my sacred sensuality for someone else he longed for. And that I will never understand. I thought we meant more. So now my heart is once again a deep ocean of, should I let them in? Because his trust me turned to dust in the wind. And that's that piece.
Ooh. That last line. Oh, I mean, it's so true. We should have a show called Last Lines or something. I don't know. But you tend to have that. And I do believe you started that, because there's some lines in people's poetry, like, say, for Edwina. She was the extension of her mother's hymn. You see what I'm saying? That was a serious line. And then at the end, bam, she did it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have me flying in the sky, just looking down on what you're stating, And then that last line hurdles me back down to earth, maybe with a little soft landing. But that's how it is for me. Every time I hear you read, yeah.
Oh, wow. It's it. Thank you, Ziva. Thank you.
That's
beautiful. Oh, what a lovely sentiment. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you got us another hand raised here. I'm going to tell y'all this number. The dialing number is 319-527-6300. If you're streaming online, you have approximately 30 minutes before the Blog Talk Lady will not allow you access in here with us. Okay? And when you call in, guess what? Put your hand up. I see y'all listening. Y'all just ain't raising your hand. But that's cool if you just want to hang out and take in the sounds of the poetry. But Diva, we got another caller up here that just raised their hand. We got us a divine inspiration. Hey,
good evening.
Good evening to you. Awesome. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. What's good with you?
Thank you. Oh, I'm just chilling. Had a memorial service to go to today, so made it back to that. Yeah, about an hour ago. And I just didn't feel like sitting here. So I said, let me call in. And here I am.
You don't sit. The only time you sit is in your car when you drive.
I am reclined in the bed.
Oh, you're chilling. Okay. Oh, okay. You done took the socks off. Baby bacon. All right. That's what's up.
Baby bacon.
That's what's up. Man. Have you been enjoying the show so far?
I have. I am.
Y'all getting all sexy
and romantical, but it's been
thank you.
This was man. And so, what's on your mind? Is there anything you need to get off your chest before we get into your poetry?
Yes and no. So I'm gonna say no.
Okay. That's all right.
I'm in a pretty good place right now, and I don't really want to tempt defeat.
There you go.
Completely understandable. All right. Well, I'm gonna ask you, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you came through with something. You always do.
I just finished, I don't know why, writing this piece. I had started it probably 2 years ago, and I just stumbled across it. And while I was listening to the show, I finished it.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. That's awesome. We got fresh ink here. Well, I'll tell you what. Okay, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Awesome. Thank you. This is called I Have a Problem. I wish someone would tell me if I'm wrong or right. I struggle with this day and night. I want to be just on this, so I'll try with all my might. You see, I have a problem with those who say all lives matter, only when they hear Black Lives Matter. Where was that outcry when millions of slaves cried and died? I have a problem with those who feel that a nonviolent movement to protect persons of color is wrong. You don't have to listen hard to once again hear America's racist song. I have a problem with those who insist our black lives don't matter, those growing numbers of hate mongers, just as delusional as the Mad Hatter. Yes, I have a problem with every mother flupper who hates me without having the courage to even attempt to know me. You must be descendants of those anemones or whatever those slugs were that slithered out of the slime to think you even have the right You can all kiss my entire complete pecan tan behind. Now, to those of you who have met me, interacted with me, can choose to love or like or to hate me. But this one thing, I mean from my heart, none of that matters to me. You know why? I am the son of he who sits on high. Yeah, you know, the one you must be judged by when you die. The one you have to look straight in the eye and tell him why. Tell him why you hated his child, why you were involved in all the hatred or originated things you did and you thought you hid. Tell him why you wished the downfall and death of an entire race that has been steadfast in worshiping him through slavery of old to where this new slavery begins.
Whoa. Paul, did we lose you?
What's he going to say? Where'd he go?
Oh, his call dropped. Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
I was enjoying that piece. Well, call back in, Paul.
He was going off. You know what I mean? I'm like, what?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Well, secondly, I thought he was getting ready to say a word. And then girl. Yeah, he was going in. Man, I like that.
Yeah, he really
call
does.
Back in, Paul. Wow. While we're waiting for Paul to call back in, I'm going to go back up here to my diva. Is that him?
Oh, my.
I think he's back. Now, wait a minute. I think he's back. Is this him? Hold on. Let me make sure. Yes, it is. He's back. Come on.
Okay.
Open up. Okay, there we go. Welcome back. Oh,
well,
man.
Hello there.
Hello. The piece you was going in. If you don't mind, we'd like you to continue to go in again, or you could start it over. I mean, it's up to you. But I want to hear the rest of that piece regardless.
Okay, I'm going to start back from this point here.
And the mic is yours again.
Thank you once again. Tell him why you hated his child, why you were involved in all the hatred-originated things you did and thought you hid. Tell him why you wished the downfall and death of an entire race that has been steadfast in worshiping him through slavery of old to where this new slavery begins. Go ahead. Tell him. Then tell me one thing. Look me straight in the eye and answer me this. Will you still hate me to the day you die? You know, I think it is you who has the problem. And that's that piece.
Ooh,
whoa.
All right now.
You know what? I don't think I've ever heard you come that hard before with a piece. Paul, that was, I was feeling it. I was like, I don't want him to ever get upset with me or holler at me because I'm too sensitive to me. He's making me feel some type of way. But I was feeling that piece. And you said, will you still hate me? Wow. That was deep. That was really, really deep. Man, you meant that when you, oh, wow. Diva, what you think, man?
Look, you went in, and you went really all the way in. You know, hate is such a strong thing, and when you hate somebody for what they look like or how they are, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst thing that you could ever do because you don't know don't know that person. And
right.
And we've been persecuted for so long, you know, it's like, nah. But we can't no longer stand for crap like that any longer. So that was a dope piece. You went in.
Yes, it was. Because we are not put here to judge one another. We were put here to just notice that we are individuals with differences, and that's it. Not meant for us to hate on the differences, the different color of the skin, you know, the different nationalities, whatever region you come from.
Mm-hmm.
None of that is supposed to matter. None of it.
Right.
But somewhere along the line, they made it an issue, and it shouldn't be.
Uh-huh.
It really shouldn't be. You know, man, that piece was awesome, Paul. Thank you.
Yes,
wow. Thank you so much for sharing it. And before I let you go, Paul, I want you to tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe.
We got us none other than the flagship program of Epiphany. That is the Inspiration Factory. Another one of Larry Maddox's brain children. It's where we praise two things, poetry and each other.
Absolutely.
It's a good place to be. You can come for prayer.
Event,
but it's all profanity free. Get that out there. But other than that, you know, sometimes we have a theme, sometimes we don't. And I don't remember what it is for tomorrow, so you'll just have to call in and see.
There you
go. Or the event page. And read the event page. I flash them frequently.
Oh,
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, thank you so much
for
that.
Me and my partner in praise. Oh, I can't leave my partner in praise out. That's, as y'all know, Van Metals, a.k.a. Poetic. Can't leave him out.
Right.
Right.
Wait, you can't. You can fire him. He's going to come back anyway. You can lock the door. He's going to get a locksmith coming.
I'll be back tomorrow.
I'm waiting to see him come up through the second store window one day. And pray you don't get his beard caught up in one of the ladder rungs.
Oh my God, not the beard, Lord. Oh,
no.
Oh man, thank you so much, Paul, for that. I appreciate you coming through and sharing that dynamic piece with us, man. That was very, very strong. Very
strong.
Thank you. Awesome, awesome. All right, go on over there to the therapist's office and grab you a glass of wine and put your feet up and relieve the stress of your day. One love,
absolutely.
One night.
I haven't gotten up yet.
One love, one night.
God bless you, baby.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you.
Wow. Wow, that was a pretty powerful
piece.
I'm gonna bring our other diva back in because she says she has nothing. I'm waiting to hear.
I'm so ready.
Yeah. Edwina, are you there, love? Are you muted?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Thank you for hanging out with us. Now, what else is it that you brought for us to listen to? Because I'm anxious, man.
Okay. I have a piece called Orbit that I'd like to try out tonight.
All right. The mic is yours.
Okay. Ingest. I guess our moment exists in orbit, a dance of pattern steps preordained by fate. I wait in bated breath as change arrests our greet, as change arrests our feet, arranges our feet, a twirl and pirouette. I kiss the space where you used to be. It's a dance as romantic as it is contrived. Another star shoots by. We'll call her next lifetime as we exist in orbit. Face and trust encrusted in space dust. all trussed up in the lines formed by the dots we connected, formed by a pattern we named Uhuru, with as much freedom and control as the dance we dance in orbit, in your rhythm, in your patterns, worn in sand from the stands of your last chaise. I never imagined I'd be dancing this way. Eyes closed, head back, lost in the tailspin of your last whirlwind. Hands open, collecting moments like mementos, cradled in the arm of your star-like charm. You disarm my smile without warning. As the universe keeps turning, I keep dancing. Collecting roses in our teeth as we tango to a heartbeat that feels forever incomplete, and I keep dancing. Black holes open up like throats devouring souls, but we keep dancing. Meteorites collide, creating fireworks in the sky, and we keep dancing. Uncharted universes birth new stars, new moons, new chances, and we keep dancing. We keep dancing. We keep dancing. I'll keep dancing. I keep my eyes trained in time to the minutiae in every move you make, if that's what it takes to keep me dancing this way. In time, in step, in rhythm, in jest, I'll keep dancing where our moment exists, in orbit. And that's that piece.
Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. I was dancing with my head thrown back. Wow. She got it.
Amazing, amazing poet. Yes. You said a line in there, you disarmed my smile without warning. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that. I'm telling you now. I'm feeling that line. Call me a plagiarist. I'm feeling that line. Somewhere it's going to fit in a piece. I'm trying to tell you that. Wow. That was amazing. Oh, my God. I love that.
Thank you so much.
Without warning. That's crazy, y'all. Wow, that was dope. Thank you so much for coming back through and hanging out with us. I'm gonna send you back home. I don't know how your therapy session is going, but I hope it's going well for you.
It is, and I'm enjoying the poetry. It's been a beautiful night. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate you.
Oh, look.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, too. All right. Thank you, love. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Diva, that was... Man, look. This show was all right. This show was all right, man. And
it was awesome.
I don't care what nobody. That show was dope tonight. The poetry, the poets that came through, the conversation, everything. It was really, really good. I appreciate all of you for coming through, and those of you that listen and stream on Learn, like I always say, the uniqueness and style of the individual that's sitting there, it's unmatched. I love it. Diva, you want to say something before I close out the show?
First of all, it was a great show. Big thanks to all the poets that came out tonight, because I just love this show. I have an affinity for this show due to my therapist. So that's why I have an affinity towards the show. Anyway, thank you guys. Listen, y'all keep your masks on, okay? It's not over, not by a long shot. And they're trying to get this herd immunity, but that's not going to work. Somebody's going to slub it up, but we're not going to. So keep your masks on. God bless you guys. Have a good night.
Yeah, it was something else you said I wanted to say, but I can't even remember now. That word club is getting to me tonight. But thank you so much for hanging with me tonight, Steve, as always.
Absolutely.
I think you're a dope poet as well, and I appreciate it. And yes, everybody, y'all still got to use some common sense and some courtesy. You know, if you sit, stay away from people until you feel better, okay? Don't be giving your germs to other folks. We don't want it. We don't want it. Keep it over there, over there. Over there, over there.
Right.
Okay. Over there, everybody. I love y'all. Thank you. Namaste. Peace.
Being men fight so hard, but when the two become one, we work out problems and we fix it for them. When we get body to body, body to body, body to body. So wet, and I'm so hard, and when the two become one, it's like, oh my God, and then we feeling like our spirit wanna leave our body, leave our body, leave our body.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We got another caller in here. I'm going to let you in on the mic, see what you brought for us tonight. Gina, welcome to Poetic Therapy. You made it in just in time, girl.
I was going to make it. Hi, Daniel.
I was ending the show, girl. That's why I played
that. I was like, wait, damn music, are they done? I was looking at the clock. You know what's so crazy? It's like you lose track of time, honestly. 1 minute you ain't doing nothing, and the next you scrambling to do eight things. Yeah, that's my life.
If it ain't one thing, it's four. I'm trying to tell you.
Being a grandmother. The first chance I got to talk to you since, like, I saw pictures, but you know what I'm saying. I like to say congratulations.
Oh, my grandbaby.
Yes. It's my happiest thing in life. Like, you don't know love until you have a grandchild.
Girl.
Everything else is just practice.
It's a whole different level of joy and love you feel, know, when you first of all, you fall in love when you hear that the baby is on the way anyway, you know, and the anticipation constantly grows. And then when you finally get a chance to see that little face and the little hands and feet and you hear that cry for the first time, it's indescribable. It really is. It's a whole different level of love that you experience. So, man, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I can't, man. And he's feisty. I'm a name him Major T.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Because if she's breastfeeding him, right? And he's little, but he has a big appetite. So he'll empty out one breast and get mad when it's nothing coming out of that one because he done emptied it, and she can't get the other one in his mouth fast enough. And he go, rah! That's it.
Mad
ooh,
in between.
Hold on.
We started to switch over. My daughter was like that. She was a screamy and greedy. She didn't even weigh 4 pounds at birth and would do the same. So sometimes you don't even know. It don't matter how big the baby is. Sometimes it's the appetite in the baby, not the size of the baby. She had my sympathy.
Yes. Oh, man, look.
They always be used.
Ooh, girl, who you telling? And you know,
it's all. It is all.
So
I'm so happy
like
for you.
Girl, it was like 2 cinder blocks sitting on my chest when I was nursing mine. It was craziness. Lord,
it's a mess,
mercy.
But it's worth it. It's all worth it. It's all worth it.
It is. It is. You're right. But her issue is she has inverted nipples, and that's where the issue comes in.
Sometimes it'll straighten itself out.
Him. Yeah, but hers hasn't, and she
right. It may. Just because it's
about
it
won't. Yeah. But it's something about that left boobie. I don't know what it is, but the baby left the left boob. My kids love my left one, too. I don't know what it is about that left boob. It's like something special about that.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
yes.
Yes. But thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm in love.
Like
with
I got here in the nick of.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
I was watching the clock now, and I was like, oh, wait. I got a few seconds. Let me see if I can get in. So I called the group. Like, I called and I hear the music, and I'm like, she probably done wrapped up, and it's the song going playing in the blog talk, lady. Let's see. Well, this was a bonus. I didn't expect
that
long
song. It's all right. Yeah. Go ahead. The mic is yours.
Okay, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to dedicate it to you and me and all the other poets out there who have had the amazing experience and blessing to be a grandparent. It's something like Danielle and I can only tell you because we know it. It's unbelievable. So just I am dedicating this piece to grandparents. So I'm titling my first out Grandparents. I didn't know what it was like, you know, because for me when I had my daughter, that was love at first sight. So it never even occurred to me that one day my baby would have a baby. Almost 10 years ago, September 9th of this year, my oldest will be 10 years old. So for a decade, I've been a Gigi. And I'm telling you, it's a life-changing experience for me. Like, I couldn't even articulate at first the way that I felt. It was almost like my daughter's birth, pregnancy, childhood, me raising her was anything less than ideal. She was actually a good kid. She didn't put me through a whole lot of changes like other people's kids did. But she was kind of standoffish and very introverted. She wasn't a social butterfly like I'd always been. And for me, it just seemed like a hurdle. Like, is she ever going to find somebody, settle down, start a family, give me some grandbabies? And then she did. I wasn't thrilled about the man from which she had her kids, but the thrilling thing about it is this, no matter what, people say it, and I know it's probably ghetto for us to even think it, but we always say it's mama's baby, daddy's maybe, and it's not that it's not the father's child, but they're always going to have this magnetic that draws them to their mom. I don't know what it is. I just happen to be grateful enough to be the mom and not the dad. So my daughter, she and I, a lot of times, even when I was married to hers, we were all we had. He was in the military and was gone a lot. So some of her growth and development, the really important things that, like, first steps and words and teeth were just seen by me. Then I got to do it all over again, and it was amazing. See, Juliana was the oldest, and when she could talk, I had to ask her what she wanted to call me. And she said, "You're my Gigi. Your mom's my gram, like my mommy calls her." My daughter told my mother, because she was her first grandchild, "I'm going to call you Gram like the cracker." So we became Gram and Gigi. And some of you out there listening and being called other things like Mimi and Nana, Papa and Poppy, but whatever the grandchildren calls you, it's not the moniker. It's the responsibility and the joy. Brand new. It's a whole other world, and there are chambers in your heart that you've never touched before, and it's almost like these arteries were pumping blood to parts of your body that were essential, and you just hadn't gotten in touch with them yet. It's almost like you had known love languages, but you hadn't spoken them yet. It was almost like you had tasted good food, but you hadn't chewed or digested any. You drank good wine and never got a buzz and couldn't taste it either. Then you became a grandparent. Grandparents are like the bridge between parents and the children that they give birth to. We have this duty, obligation, and right to spoil them, pump them full of sugar, and then give them back to you. We want to keep our opinions to ourselves and allow our children to do their best, and sometimes they're going to stumble, fail, and or fall down. But the reality is they're the parents, and a lot of times we have to let them find their own way and stand down. But on good days, when there doesn't have to be any discipline and nobody's in trouble because they were lying about having bingo in class because they wanted to get a treat, my middle grandchild is that one. But, you know, it's not a competition. My grandchildren don't have to compete. I love them all equally. They all have a place in my heart and a space that I didn't even know I had room for, but it was already predestined and made. So for the grandparents that are listening know this. It's going to be ups and downs, and sometimes your own kids going to get on your nerves. And you're going to feel like they're using you for child care that's free. But I'll be honest with you, I was living for this possibility. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Thank you. That was beautiful, Gina. Wow. You know, we talk about that's all right. We talk about the endings to the pieces because you sometimes, you know, the ending makes the whole piece.
Yeah.
We hear what you say throughout the poem, but it's that closing line really, like, it gives you everything for the whole piece. You know, sometimes you can just, that's all you need to hear is that last line. That was really beautiful, and I thank you for calling in and sharing that.
I thank you. And welcome to the Grandmother's Club.
thank you. Yes.
This was therapeutic for me because my grandchildren had a 4-day weekend, and I got penciled in for tomorrow after lunch.
Oh, well,
they're so busy. They got a calendar. So I'm after lunch on Sunday through after dinner on Monday because they have no school. By then, their mom will be home from work, and she's going to grab them on her way home. But my thought is this, wow, I'm getting penciled in now. But I think it's one of those wonderful things where your grandchildren, they're all school age, where they're active and they have activities and games and meets and practices and things. And they don't have the time that they used to have because they're not babies anymore. They're little people.
Right.
So I love my little people. Cherish this baby for as long as you can because you're going to blink and he's going to be a little person.
Absolutely. I know. And I don't know if you've seen the video I posted, but my son, when he was putting him in my arms, he talked about hold him so he don't slip through. Slip through where? Do you not see all the stomach?
Girl, you know I wanted
that,
to laugh when I saw that, right?
I'm like, slip through where?
He's in an armored car, baby. Ain't nothing going to happen to him that grandma don't want to happen to him. Believe that. He's safe.
Okay. It is.
Look,
honey, it's too many rolls and fat and cellulite, the whole child. He be done bounced.
The kids don't be knowing.
Okay.
But they're trying to teach us things that we learned while we were raising them.
Okay.
They're cute. I love that.
Look
at them grown babies
far.
Some grown babies.
That's what they are. They are.
Yeah.
They're still brown babies.
And all that happens is our grown babies have babies. But this is a beautiful time to be alive, I'm telling you.
Absolutely. All right, love, I'm going to send you on over there to the therapist's office. Thank you so much for coming through and giving that piece to me. Appreciate you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and that wraps up the show. Thank you for coming, and I'm going to say peace.